Triple M is your home of the Marty Sheargold Show.
Hello, Bruce. Hello, Bruce. Congratulations. You're through to the studio.
Oh, that's great.
I'm expecting a little bit more. I'm not going to lie, Bruce.
Yeah.
Did you have a big weekend?
Yeah.
What'd you get up to on the weekend, Bruce?
A couple of footy matches.
It's been lovely chatting with you, Bruce.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Weekdays from 6 on Melbourne's 105.1 Triple M. Get the podcast now from the Listener app.
And score rewards points today. Let's get down to the Bombers rooms, Robbo. There's a lot of happy people down there right now.
And one of them's Nick Martin, who played a cracking game. Didn't we bag on about him? It was fantastic. I'm going to start at the start. You guys, five down, late changes. And then I understand there's several that were crook as well that had to play. And you're able to go out there with smiles and then turn it on. To have half your side out, decent side out, it's one of the most remarkable wins I've ever seen.
Yeah, look, the preparation was a bit different coming in, and there's a lot of uncertainty with a lot of players, but we just stuck to our system and, you know, just tried to have fun out there and, you know, play full quarter of footy.
Crowd, I'm sitting in amongst the Bomber supporters, the faithful. They are thumping on the floorboards. They just went berserking. It was ridiculous in the crowd. They just loved the win. It was magic.
Yeah, look, it's obviously been a tough start to the season, and obviously we haven't liked where we are, but I think the group showed a lot of discipline, and the Bomber Army really got us over the line. I think that 19th man, really gave us that edge.
Hey, Nick, talk about that crowd. Congratulations, mate, on your own game and the performance, but did you get it? I mean, you've never played, I'm sure, in front of a crowd that loud in that last quarter. Did you have a moment at all in that last quarter where you could take it in? When was there a goal when you knew you'd won it where you could actually look around and think, boy, oh boy, I'm playing AFL footy and the Essendon faithful are going nuts?
Yeah, it's probably when I think Peter Wright kicked the last. I think a big sigh of relief. You saw on the clock there's about 34 minutes left. So, yeah, it's just a big sigh of relief and just soak it in with your teammates. But that was unbelievable and something I'll cherish forever.
Yeah, you seem to come out the front of the stoppage a lot more tonight. Was that a clear instruction after the criticism this week?
I don't think so. I think, we just tried to play our footy and try to bring the contest and the heat inside the stoppage. I think that was a big focus of us, but not particularly to go out the front door, no.
What about your leaders today, Nick? I thought they were outstanding. Dyson Heppel and Redmond across half-back, but Parrish and Merritt, we spoke about how they use their legs more, even Andy McGrath as well. Which of the leaders around the footy club had sort of been the ones that were driving the energy and the focus this week to keep the group up?
Yeah, I think, as you said, Dyson, Zach and Darcy, but I think it goes further than that and the whole group. I think that was a big conscious effort to just play with a bit of fun, play with a bit of flair and really provide the energy tonight.
Hey, you were down at most breaks or for the majority of the game. What was the message at three-quarter time? Because you found yourself 25 points down through that third quarter.
Yeah, I think it just comes back to sticking to our system. I think we know our system works, and when it does, we can pile on the goals like we did tonight. We just stuck to our system, brought the contest, I think, especially in that second half. I think we were down on contested possessions and brought that back into the second half, which really helped us.
Nick Martin talking to us on Triple M Footy for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Now, Nick, you've done the right thing and you've spoken about the boys and the team and all that sort of stuff. Let's talk about you. This has been incredible. Your seventh game of footy, mature age recruit. You've just had a contract extension. Life must be pretty good right now.
Yeah, life is good, especially after that win. Yeah, I think I'm loving my time at Essendon, and something they've given me the opportunity to be here, and I'm forever grateful. It's a great club to be at, and I think we're going in the right direction.
Ah, mate, you've done it yourself. You've done it the hard way. You've done all the work. But I just want to ask about big Sammy Draper, because he's a big barometer. I thought he was awesome in the ruck, not only with his big punches, some of the, you know, taking out of the ruck himself and
his
charging forward.
And rundown.
But Bernie Vince laughed the best when he thought for a minute there he was a bit quicker than he was, and he tried to take a run and bounce and have a shot from 50. You're thinking to yourself, what are you doing, big Drapes?
No, we love that from Drake, so take the game on. If he gets caught, he gets caught. But, yeah, you know it was bad. I think he's a bit crook, but you know it's bad when he's not actually talking pre-game. But, no, he brought the energy tonight, which was really good, and he is a barometer for us. He just provides that spark and energy.
What was the message during the week from Ben Rutten? Because every article this week in the paper seemed to be about the Essendon Footy Club and about what you're doing wrong. What was the focus? How did he just get your eye on the prize about beating the Hawks tonight?
Yeah, I think it just came back to playing with our flair, bringing our individual strengths, which was good. I think it just relieves a lot of pressure off boys when they can just come, play freely, play their own game, and just play with a bit of fun, which we did tonight.
You sure did, and you came away with your second victory of the year, and it was a very good one too. Nick, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Nick. Shut up.
The footy's on Triple M. The Listener app is the home of Triple M footy's midweek rub.
No sitting on the fence. Got to give me an answer.
Every Wednesday, Joey Montagna, Wayne Carey, Daisy Thomas and Damian Barrett debate the big issues.
Too much interpretation.
But isn't that our game? Isn't our game interpretation?
Analyse the game.
The issue for me was the infighting on the field.
And have a bit of fun.
Do you want to apology?
Not an apology.
The Midweek Rub. Get it every Wednesday arvo on the Listener app.